Lesson 128. Sam, I can't believe we are at lesson 128, the final lesson in the Alpha Phonics reading program.
Yes.
It's kind of sad, actually. But with great exhilaration.
Yes.
Our student has come so far.
Exactly. And it's a wonderful moment to come to the last lesson. You know, we're finally out of the tunnel, you know, in full daylight. Anyway, this is a very simple lesson here. There are many words that we have acquired from the Greek in which the short I is represented by the Y instead of I. And I've just put down a lot of these words. Some are multisyllabic. But if you read them, Helen, I'm sure that the learner will understand how the short I is being represented by the Y, the letter Y in these words.
So the sound we're listening for is I.
That's correct.
The short I, but the spelling will be Y. In the first column of words, cyst, gym, him, lin, myth. In the second column, gymnast, mystic, system, symbol, symptom, rhythm, syrup, lyric, syntax, Phyllis, Cheryl, cryptic, physic, physics. And in the last column, the words are gymnasium, mystery, syllable, sympathy, synonym, hysteric, hypnosis, cylinder, typical, tyranny, synthetic, mystical, physical, and physician. Well, Sam, we've reached the concluding word in the Alpha Phonics program. This is a great milestone for our student.
Exactly, and it's a wonderful time to celebrate. But after completing Lesson 128, the learner can go to the reverse side of flashcard deck number 7, which is actually the last set of flashcards that they will have to go through. And, of course, that's in purple. And they can do some more drill and review in order to create that phonetic reflex. And then they can advance to Book 10 with the purple cover of The First Readers, which is the last of the regular prose books in the series. But we've also added Book 11 to the series because I wanted the reader to get a taste of poetry and to enjoy what reading is all about. And so we've prepared this extra book with some very lovely poems and some patriotic songs that the learner will enjoy.
Very good. Well, Sam, what would you like to say in conclusion for the one that has been through the Alpha Phonics program? And then we'll have some closing comments to the teachers and tutors. But what would you like to say to them?
Well, you know, with the completion of the final lesson, the learner now knows more than enough about our alphabetic system, that is the 26 letters and 44 sounds, to be able to discover the lost art of reading. That's what this is all about,
yes.
Helen. With this knowledge, you, the learner, will now look at the written word as you have never seen it before. Suddenly, print makes sense, and the phonetic structure of our words becomes transparent. The logic of our alphabetic system becomes apparent and can be appreciated for the remarkable system it is. Remember, writers have used our alphabetic system to create some of the world's greatest works of literature, which now the learner will have access to. And now that the system is part of the learner's life, I hope it opens up in you, the learner, a love of language, a love of reading, indeed, a love of life, which is so greatly enhanced when one has the wisdom of the ages at one's fingertips. May this new knowledge put you securely on the road to success so that you can achieve the kind of life and career you want.
Thank you, Sam, so much for joining with me, that we could go through the instructions, that you can give your insights and those added bits of information to help us see the logic with which you laid out this whole program. And now I want to just conclude with a couple of words to you teachers and tutors. Be sure to review the lessons again with your student. Have them present the lessons to you. Take out the writing tablet and show them how far they've come. Let them see some of the beginning sentences that they were writing and now the concluding sentences that they have written most recently so that they can appreciate their own progress. And as you, the student, have gained such great knowledge, you have a wonderful gift now to share with someone else. Take the workbook and all the items in your Alpha Phonics program and find someone else that needs help learning how to read and share this wonderful gift of mastering the 26 letters and 44 sounds of English so that someone else might also become a great phonetic reader. Have a wonderful future, and thank you.